On Monday, without saying anything, Brian slid two folders across the table toward her as if he did not want to come near her, did not want to talk to her. She wanted to say, "I won't take them till you hand them to me politely." But, smarting, she said, "Thank you very much." She had manners. She was well brought up. Back in her room at her desk, the clearest handwriting she had ever seen. Sparse on the pages, clean. Clear and rounded like a child's, the tidiest notes. She cried over them, wept for no reason. She cried until she wetted one of the pages, smudged the ink, blurred one of the formulas. She dabbed it up with a tissue, but the paper flaked and became transparent. Should she apologize about the stain? Say she was drinking water? Say that it was rain? Or should she just keep quiet, hope he wouldn't notice? She chided herself for all that concern. He wasn't concerned about wearing the same shirt every day. She was giving him too much attention thinking about him. He was just an immature and closed-in sort of character. He probably came from a small town. His parents were probably poor, low class. In Khartoum, she never mixed with people like that. Her mother liked her to be friends with people who were higher up. How else were she and her sisters going to marry well? She must study the notes and stop crying over this boy's handwriting. His handwriting had nothing to do with her, nothing to do with her at all. Understanding after not understanding is fog lifting, pictures swinging into focus, missing pieces slotting into place. It is fragments gelling, a sound vivid whole, a basis to build on. His notes were the knowledge she needed, the gap filled. She struggled through them, not skimming them with the carelessness of incomprehension, but taking them in, making them a part of her, until in depth of concentration, in the late hours of the nights, she lost awareness of time and place, and at last, when she slept, she became epsilon and gamma, and she became a variable. It felt natural to talk to him, as if now that she had spent hours and days with his handwriting, she knew him in some way. She forgot the offense she had taken when he had slid his folders across the table to her all the times he didn't say hello.